Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I told you I was punched in the face once. That does not include Comb Fight 83 either.
Oh, that's
comb
legend.
Fight. Yeah, it's legend.
That's yeah. Fine. I bet for your new listener, get ready.
I won't go
on. This is one of your whiniest stories ever.
This is, this sits with, we mentioned Chad Brady, got me. Rodney Tyler.
Crick fight.
Crick fight.
Was this the start of your list of people that have wronged you?
Well, Chad Brady was first. No, Rodney Tyler was first.
Okay.
Then Chad Brady. And then shortly after that, Derek Smith, Comb Fight 83. Mm. Picture day, and everybody had their combs. I won't go into the whole story, but the teacher had left the room, Ms. Benson, may she rest. And that, I wanted to talk to her about that for a long time as well. Believe me, I never really got the chance. I ran into her in the mall when I was 26, and I brought it up. I said, Comb Fight 83.
Who are you?
And she didn't remember my name.
I retired.
This is inappropriate. I'm getting something for my kids at 579.
I'll never forget that. We were standing right in front of the cookie jar. And I said, hey, Benson, I got a bone to pick. Let's talk about it. Comb Fight 83.
You got any booze with you?
What? Sixth grade. And she had left the room. And there were only like eight students left in the room because we were last to go. The buses were all clearing out. And we walked home. Walked right past that crick. And Derek Smith led a posse and came over and said, everybody jump on Chris with their combs. And they were flicking them at me because it was picture day. We all had our combs.
I love that they gave you combs for picture day. I've had picture day, of course, for all through the 12th grade.
Yeah.
Never once got a free comb.
They didn't give you comb.
No, I mean, we didn't have lice.
We had lice. Yeah.
So I mean, he is right. I never got a comb.
You didn't get a comb.
No.
Picture day.
No. Nobody gave me a picture day. You just came ready.
Yeah, you had to show up. They didn't give you a comb to get the lice out.
They gave us a comb every year.
I feel like that was required by the studio. Like, the only way we're covered is if you give them combs, you get rid of the lice. After last year, I lost Margaret.
I still have larvae in my lights.
Yeah.
She had and to my
shave
drape.
She had to shave her head, and she was out for 6 weeks.
This is the 80s. Women just couldn't walk around bald-headed.
No,
that's right. Phone lines are open. I want to know who got a comb.
Who else got a lice comb?
Who got lice combs on picture day when they were in school. Every year they gave us a comb. Everybody got a free comb.
Everybody had combs.
Well, that's how they checked for lice, because they'd make everyone comb their hair and look as some fallout. I'll get them out of line.
So we all had
the
combs.
The pictures were blank in the yearbook. Not pictured. Joyce.
She had lice.
Now you know why.
We know.
Yeah.
Because of the comb.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the combs. We all have our combs in our back pockets. It was definitely picture day. And Derek Smith started hitting people with his. He'd flick it, his comb at them. And it smarted. And he said, everybody gang up on me. And so there were seven students on my desk, and I was just like, and I started flicking back only for protection. In fact, I believe I was, when he was flicking other people one-on-one, I was saying, Derek, you don't do that.
Stop.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Peacemaker.
That's right.
And please.
When Ms. Benson came back into the room.
What does she see? You flicking seven people.
Well, it was a big melee at my desk. Yeah. And she goes, everybody involved up here for paddling. And I said, what, wait. And I tried to tell, and she goes, shut your mouth. Everybody involved, get up here and get your paddling.
But you were an enemy combatant. You were in full firefight.
What are you supposed to do when somebody, you can't just lay there.
Do what you're born to do. Tattle.
Yeah, well, I tried to tattle. And I even tried to tattle.
Run from the situation. You did not.
I tried to tattle when I was 26 and ran into her in the Randolph Mall. And I said, Ms. Benson, I've got a bone to pick. Mm-hmm. And boy, you should have seen her trying to scurry away.
Yeah.
After that, I was all over. Lynn, did you get a comb for picture day?
Sure. I got it. Several years in a row in elementary school.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think we were in the same school district.
Found the lice pocket.
I know, Lynn. We may have been in the same school district. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Betsy, did you get a comb on picture day at your school?
I am a little bit older than you, but from Alamance County, and we got combs every year for picture day.
Yeah.
Every year.
We did.
You know, Biggie and I went to elementary school in different states.
Yes.
So maybe the state of North Carolina was flush with cash.
Must have been. And lice.
Give them the combs.
Thank you, Betsy.
But there was a name of the company that made all the combs back then, and I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But if you see it, you know, it's one of those that it'll instantly come back to. But the name was embossed on every comb that I have.
Not Braun, no.
No, they that's more new.
Yeah.
They make the shavers and razors.
Maybe it was federally funded, and they say, which states need the combs this year? And we just always, maybe we
stop sending them to Arkansas.
Yeah. It's lost cause. There's no chance. We can't win that fight. Britt, you're talking about getting a comb for picture day. Go ahead.
Yeah, P1 Britt here. I went to school in Randolph County, and they give me a comb every year, and yes. I'm significantly younger than you, so it's not like a generational thing.
Okay. That's my county. That's where I went to school also.
It's ground zero for the infestation.
Thank you, Britt. Appreciate it. I never put that together, that the only reason they gave us combs was
because, hygiene.
Jeez. Paul, did you have, we were talking about combs and checking for lice. Go ahead.
Yeah, they never gave us a comb, but back in the mid-70s in my classes, they would come in, the nurses would come in with those big popsicle sticks and rummage through everybody's hair in class.
Wow.
And then about 20 minutes later or 30 minutes later, they'd start calling names out over the intercom, and everybody would know who had lice.
Oh, man.
Brutal.
Dang.
It was brutal. And people, you know, kids, they snicker and laugh, and it took months to get over that part.
Oh, yeah.
Caught with lice.
That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the embarrassment of having the lice. Which, by the way, you shouldn't even be embarrassed by. You never know. That's something that can happen to anyone.
It's true.
Thank you, Paul.
It's true.
Appreciate it. Barry, you're talking about the combs they handed out. What's the brand name?
Ace.
Ace comb. Ace comb.
Yeah.
That may be it. That's right. Yeah. Well, we always got
them. Thank you.
We always got a black comb and combed our hair on picture day. But that was, I guess, three times in my life I've been punched or attacked by fellow classmates. And that was, I guess, the last time. By the time we got to middle school, it didn't happen anymore.
And Big, you got punched at making brownies?
Yeah, I got punched in home ec.
Tough school.
It doesn't really track.
No. Yeah.
That's not how you scallop a potato. F word. F slur.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, slurs back then, different.
You call that icing a brownie? I don't think so.
That is uneven.
Punched him right in the face for it.
We were making brownies, and this one kid who was always a punk just kept going, yeah, you know fatties and eat all the brownies.
Oh, my God.
And then it became the old, you know, say it to my face. You know, you get up in each other's face.
I wish he'd said it around me.
Well, I'm sure that you would have laughed along with him.
I wish like, he's going to eat them all.
I wish I'd been there.
He will eat them all. He's fat.
If I'd been there.
The whole tray.
Would have been a different story. The two of us would have fought him together.
Yeah, he reared back and nailed me. I mean, he punched me, but I took it, and I turned to him, and I said, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, the teacher got in between us.
That's like comb fight. You didn't do anything.
No, we both got sent to the assistant principal's office and got, you know, like in school suspension. But my argument was that I got hit. I never even got a chance to return fire.
How were the brownies?
Good. He's right. I did eat them all.